Went to the Olympics yesterday. I was absolutely exhausted by the end of the year. Sport really takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Watching it as opposed to playing it?
Even watching it is exhausting. I don't know what it must feel like if you're doing it. We went to the Lee Valley Whitewater Centre, something Hertfordshire should be very proud of. It was awesome.
Isn't it such a good place? Had you been there before yesterday?
No, I've sort of lived it vicariously via you going so many times over the past year or so. They've redesigned a bit of Cheshunt Station so that there's a new exit which takes you into Lee Valley Park, which is somewhere where I always used to go as a kid, sort of cycling around there. And then you walk for about 25 minutes through Lee Valley Park. What a beautiful way to start your day. You know, like if you're imagining this as tourists sort of coming and walking through there. Hertfordshire Fire Service were down there sort of like chatting to everybody. All the Hertfordshire Police who are so friendly. All the games makers. If you're a games maker, hurrah for you. I couldn't see that they really seemed to do anything other than go, hello, have a nice day.
But that's nice. Were they wearing cloaks? Because a games maker sounds like it should have a big staff and a cloak.
Well, that's the thing actually, because has anybody here read or seen The Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't games makers in The Hunger Games the ones who basically create all the traps that kill the children?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know if the volunteers at the Olympics are on the same sort of thing, though.
You don't think they've got the same remit?
It could make the events more interesting.
No. I tell you what, it makes the kids behave. Mm. That's the good thing. Yeah, it's a bit unfortunate that the games makers are completely different. They tell you to get there 2 hours early, which is just as well. It's less about getting through security, which is what they tell you, more about the queue for the hog roast. Which must have queued for about an hour just to get a hog roast.
Typical. You go to like a brilliant, great sporting event and Steve's there looking at the food, getting himself a big fill, big
burger.
I'd
be exactly the same.
Where's the pig? Show me the pig! That's what they should have... I did think the only thing missing from the opening ceremony, that cauldron was stunning, but it was missing a pig roasting on top, wasn't it? That would have been more British. So, you queue for that. You queue for everything. The security with the army, it was so nice to see the soldiers, much better than any hired in people. They were awesome. Made you feel proud. They were so lovely and smiley. I got patted down by a soldier, which is something that's never happened to me before.
Well,
you're going to the Olympics today, aren't you?
Oh, hope I get patted down by a soldier today.
Make sure you wear something metal in your knickers so you get patted down by a soldier.
Oh yes, I'll remember to put something metal in my knickers. What do you recommend?
I've got some ball bearings. Yeah, chastity.
ball bearings.
If you read 50 Shades of Grey, then that just brings a whole new meaning to it.
Seriously, it was better than any security I've ever been through at an airport, which is slightly worrying when you think they could do it better at airports. Even, clearly my belt, which had made it go off, even stuck his fingers inside my belt line and ran them around the outside. I've got to say, I got a bit of a thrill from it.
Was he winking at you
Can
while
I
he was doing
now?
This?
Can I leave early?
It was awesome. And I basically just sat there boring my wife with facts, going, you know, there's so much water going through there so quickly. You could fill 75 baths in 1 second.
Oh, my God.
1 second, though. That's amazing.
You're all right, laugh.
Do you not know? She felt the same, actually. It's strange.